This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
I'm Robert Siegel, and I want to introduce you now to a piece of music. A few weeks ago, a new CD by the violist Kim Kashkashian arrived in the mail. She plays pieces by Armenian and Israeli composers on it. And after popping it into the CD player, I was amazed to find myself blown away by the title track. It's about war and grief. It's called Naharot Naharot. That's Hebrew for rivers, rivers.
The piece Naharot refers specifically to the weeping and mourning of women before, during, and after war.
Kim Kashkashian says it wasn't originally intended to be about that. Israeli composer Betty Olivera was writing a piece for Kashkashian to play when war broke out across Israel's northern border. Rockets were flying, people were dying and grieving, and those events forced themselves into Olivera's composition. It's scored for two string ensembles that often play against each other, also an accordion, percussion, and of course Kim Kashkashian's viola. The music quotes liberally from Middle Eastern melodies and songs of mourning, as well as the music of the Italian Baroque composer Claudio Monteverdi.
The piece starts very, very dark. She uses Monteverdi madrigal and also some melodies from Orfeo. And if I may, I would like to read the text of the madrigal that she's using because it tells you a lot about the piece, or I'll read a part of it. War is my state, full of wrath and grief. And only by thinking of her do I find some peace. So from one clear and lively source flows the sweet and the bitter on which I feed. One hand alone both heals and wounds me. And so that my suffering may not reach the shore, 1,000 times each day I die, 1,000 I am born. So far am I from my salvation. So that's how the piece opens.
The Monteverdi madrigal sounds just out of reach, just beneath an only partially penetrable dark surface. And then the music becomes more conflicted.
The piece is divided in two orchestras, playing a dissonance to that, a dissonance both harmonically and rhythmically. And the accordion is joining the second orchestra. So what you've got is a picture that is already distorted from the very beginning.
And soon comes the mournful lament of violas. Not Kashkashian's, but those of the ensemble.
What she's done is to darken the picture. Make us confused a little bit. Now it's me. Solo viola.
And then it's a duet, viola and accordion.
We're inspiring each other and disturbing each other, as I see it.
After some 9 minutes of these musical allusions to war and grief, the piece turns explicit.
It's shocking, isn't it? Totally shocking.
These are the recorded voices of women mourning, and your viola among them.
Yes. Me trying to match them.
Mm-hmm. Kim Kashkashian says the challenge for her in this piece is not to play like a classical violist, to let the bow vibrate or crescendo in a way that she describes as more vocal than instrumental. Within a few minutes, there's some resolution, some familiar intervals, but I found that the memory of those voices stayed with me. They're actually laments that professional mourners sing in Arabic and in Kurdish. And for me, they demonstrated a paradox about recording. It's great that I can listen to them over again. I can read liner notes that describe how the composer came by this idea. But nothing substitutes for the first hearing when it's new, powerful, disorienting, and painful.
It is a paradox. For me, I mean, for all of us interpreters, we face daily the paradox of having a given text which stays the same. And it's our job to be true to it, and yet, when we get on stage, we have to make it new every time. And I choose to see the recording as it's a moment in time which gets captured, and therefore is for the listener, the paradox becomes a double paradox. But it's the same one that we as interpreters face daily. It's always a moving target. Now, we always have to stay flexible, and we have the challenge of the changing environment. And the audience, always different.
You could take it easy and say, I'll start with that last point. The audience is always different, so, hey, for them, you know, for them, it's a new show every time.
That's true, but I can't take it easy.
And frankly, so long as she continues to feel pushed to record powerful new music like this, I'm glad that she can't. Violist Kim Kashkashian's new album is called Naharot Naharot, and you can hear more from her CD at our website, npr.org.